when it comes to investing, whether you're investing in property, stocks, options, whatever, one of the most important and critical elements to your success will be to have a plan, to have a well thought out strategy that you're going to implement throughout the length of the investment. Now, when it comes to real estate, this is not quite so important because real estate investment tends to be a long-term strategy. And even if you buy at what turns out to be the peak of the market, then if you tend to hold that property long-term, time has a way of correcting those mistakes, and eventually real estate will most likely rise in value. It might take 5 or 10 years or more, but generally your real estate prices tend to recover. When it comes to the stock market or options market, then timing is more critical because we're dealing in an instrument that we only plan to own for a much shorter period of time. We don't plan to typically, well, we never own our options any longer than a few weeks at a time if we're option trading. So it's critical, particularly in option trading, to have a plan and to then know what that plan is, how that plan works, to be confident that that plan is going to work and has worked in the past through multiple different types of market environment, and then to develop the discipline in yourself to follow that plan regardless of what happens in the marketplace. Now, I'd like to share with you a story that didn't happen to me, but the story itself has a great moral, and the moral of the story suits what we're talking about now. I was very privileged in that I was invited to teach options trading at Tony Robbins' Wealth Mastery course in Sydney and in Singapore back in the year 2000. And I'm sure most of you have heard of Tony Robbins. If you haven't, he's by far one of the most fantastic motivational speakers and coaches on the planet. He's a huge American gentleman who conducts his seminars all around the world, teaching life skills and motivation and how to become a better overall person. I have an enormous amount of respect for Tony, and he conducts many, many seminars all around the world and has been doing so for many, many years, decades in fact. And one of the courses that they run is called Wealth Mastery, and it's a 4-day wealth course designed to teach people how to master their understanding of money. And it's one of the one courses that Tony himself doesn't teach anymore. He actually has guest speakers who come along to teach at the course. And I, as I said, I've been invited to teach at his course a couple of times, which has always been a great honor and privilege. And at the seminar itself, a lot of people get upset because they're expecting to see Tony Robbins there, and then they're told that Tony's not even there. But to sort of pacify them a little bit, what they do is they show videos of Tony during the course of the seminar. And one of the videos they showed is the story that Tony Robbins tells. And I'd like to share a quick abridged version, I hope Tony doesn't mind, of his story for you now so that you can understand the moral, how it reflects back to investing and into making money and overall. And Tony Robbins, of course, is very, very financially successful. His audio CDs that he created and has sold around the world is one of the most successful infomercials in the history of television, and has made millions and millions and millions of dollars. They've sold in excess of 35 million copies of their CDs, and they've helped a huge number of people around the world. And Tony, when he was quite young, by about the age of 33, had already done quite well financially, and so he decided that he was going to purchase a helicopter and get into helicopter flying. So he got all excited, and he went and did his course, and he bought his first helicopter, just a small, modest little helicopter. And on this particular day, he had just graduated, and he had received his license, and he was allowed to fly solo and to carry a passenger. And he thought, what a great opportunity, I'm going to go fly over and pick up my son from high school. I mean, as you do when you're Tony Robbins with your helicopter. So Tony Robbins is quite excited, he gets in his helicopter, it's a fairly clear day, he flies off to pick up his son. But the airfield where he's leaving from is quite a long distance away from the high school, so it takes him quite a while to get across the city to pick up his son. But he's fairly confident, he knows what he's doing, he's flown many times before, he's in his helicopter, he's full of fuel, he has his map, he knows where he's going, everything is fine. But as he's flying, the cloud cover starts to get heavier and heavier and heavier. And so now he's having trouble seeing because he's flying through the clouds, he can't see the ground anymore, so he's getting disorientated. So he decides to fly higher to hopefully get out of the clouds and find a clearing so he can reorientate himself. Now he's flying higher and higher and higher. Now he's starting to get more nervous because in this particular place where he lives in America, one of the principal reasons for light aircraft crashes, both helicopters and small planes, is the planes and helicopters flying into low-strung power lines that are strung up along the top of the mountains. And so now he's terrified that he's actually going to hit a power line and crash his helicopter because he can't even see where he's going. So you can imagine he's flying along, he's getting very choked up, he's getting all knotted in the stomach, he's getting a bit panicked because he's not quite sure, you know, what's going on. Fortunately, the clouds part and he gets into a clearing. So he can clearly see the ground. However, he doesn't know where he is. He's been disorientated. So he's trying to refer his map to the ground and identify some landmarks so he can work out where he is. And just as he's doing this, whew, the map flies out the window. So now he has no idea where he is, and he has no way of telling where he actually is. And so he's getting, again, quite nervous. And he looks down, and he can see on the ground, he can see a road running down the side of the mountain. So he decides to himself, I'm going to fly down and follow the road. It must lead back to a highway, and I'll be able to recognize the highway and work out where I am. So he flies down to the road, but it's getting later and later in the day, and it's getting harder and harder to see the road. So fortunately, the headlights of the cars, right, come on, and he can actually follow the headlights down the side of the mountain, looking for a freeway or some other source of reference. As he comes closer and down, further down the mountain, he sees off in the distance the red and white and yellow lights of the freeway. So it's all great. So he flies over to the freeway, but of course at nighttime it's virtually impossible to identify what freeway he's looking at. So he actually flies down to the level of the cars, and he's flying along the highway looking at the street signs, trying to work out which highway he's on. He finally works out where he is, and he goes, oh my gosh, I'm so far away from where I'm supposed to be. I had no idea I was flying in this direction. So now he's got to fly a long way just to pick up his son, and he's been running out of fuel. So he doesn't have enough fuel to actually go over and fly over to pick up his son and still get home. So he has to make a refueling stop. However, the closest refueling stop is in a different direction from the high school. And in order to get to that refueling station, he has to fly over a military zone, which is a complete no-fly zone. And he doesn't have enough fuel to fly around the no-fly zone, refuel, and still pick up his son. So once again, he's getting very choked up, very nervous. But he decides to go for it. So he flies towards the military zone. And of course, as he comes closer, he pops up on their radar. And he can hear on the radio, Army base. This is Army base. Please identify yourself. Unidentified flying ship object. He comes back saying, Army base, this is Tanglima 1. Requesting permission to fly through airspace. Tanglima 1, this is Army base. Absolutely not. Permission denied. Tanglima 1 to Army base. Thank you very much. Proceeding through. And he just flew as fast as he could into that no-fly zone. And of course, he can hear them on the radio saying, Tanglima 1, Tanglima 1, stop, stop, stop. He replies saying, just keeps flying, flying, flying. Hopefully he'll get through this before they catch him. And he can hear, Tangling One, stop, stop. He's flying, keeps flying, keeps flying, keeps flying. Next thing, he's about halfway through the military zone, and he can see some explosions on the ground. Boom, 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 boom. He immediately freaks out, and he pulls back on the yoke and stops the helicopter midair and just hovers there midair trying to work out what's going on. And he can hear the man on the radio saying, Tangling One. And he comes back saying, yes, Army base, this is Tanglima 1. We have a live fire practice going on. We have artillery and mortar shells flying through the air. And you are in the middle of our fire zone. He goes, my God. He said, I thought you said for me to proceed. No, absolutely not. We said, do not proceed. Oh, I'm sorry. So to keep a long story short, they stopped the fire practice. He continued through the military zone and got a serious talking down by the military later on. Anyway, long story short, he got through, got to the refueling station, refueled, went and picked up his son, lived to tell the tale. Now, his story actually went on for much longer. I gave you the abridged version, but the moral is the same. And that is, when it comes to trading, particularly in the options market, it's critical to have a plan. In my seminars that I teach, I specifically teach an option trading plan. And that plan is designed to show people exactly when to enter the market and exactly when to get out. Right? As an investor, you must know exactly a strategy to identify an opportunity to buy your investment. At the same time, you must know exactly what could happen for you to exit that market. And you must know when to get out of the market before you even get in. That is the key to trading. Right? That is the key to having a plan. Trading is when you know when to get out before you even get in. Gambling is when you do not know when you're going to get out. Right? Gambling, basically, you're just shooting from the hip. You're just buying something here, selling it there. You don't really know why. You're just doing it. Right? Trading is when you know when you're going to get out before you ever get in. And one of the key points of your trading plan is that you must have multiple exit strategies. Right? There must be multiple things that could happen for you to exit the market. And any one of those things happening may be enough reason for you to exit your entire trade. Okay, so again, your strategy must identify when to get into the market, and it must be robust enough to identify when to get out, no matter what might happen in the marketplace. Whether it's you've made a profit and you're now taking your profit to get out of the market, or you're making a loss and you're now cutting that loss and closing out. Okay, so think back to Tony's situation. If you do not have a plan in the market, then you're going to feel very tight, very nervous, just like Tony did when he was flying through the clouds, right? With running out of fuel, no map, and no idea where he was going, with power lines over his head. Right? You can imagine the tension, the panic that he was feeling at that time. Right? Being in the market without a plan is just like that. Right? You have no idea what you're doing. You have no idea where you're going. You're just shooting from the hip. You're buying something here. You're selling it there. Now, some people like that feeling. Some people like the feeling of excitement and adrenaline. However, it's not a long-term successful strategy. Right? In order to be a long-term successful investor, it's critical to have a plan, to have the discipline to follow that plan, to trust that plan will get you into and out of your trades, regardless of what type of market environment could happen, in the most efficient and hopefully most profitable manner. So in summary then, make sure whenever you get into the marketplace that you have a plan to follow, that you trust that plan, and that you trust yourself enough that you're disciplined to actually execute that plan. That is the secret to trading, having a plan.